Welcome to the Bowers & Wilkins webcast with your hosts, Peter Madueno and Seth Snyder.
Welcome to the Bowers & Wilkins podcast. As always, I am Pete. We have Seth again with us. How are you doing today, Seth?
I'm doing well, Pete. Sun is shining. What is up?
That is correct. The sun is shining. I am in Colorado and it's starting to get really, really nice out. And it's kind of a good segue into our topic today. We're going to be talking about outdoor speakers, in particular our AM1s, our architecture monitor speakers, as well as our Marine 6s and Marine 8s. Right off the bat, Seth, what do you think of outdoor audio?
I'm a huge fan. I mean, especially because I'm in the Northeast, I'm in Philly. And when you're in the Northeast, you only get a couple months of like outdoor enjoyment before like the winter weather comes in. And it's like, you feel like your blood, like speed up a little bit. You're like, oh, it's almost real time. Like no joke. Spring fever is a real thing. I would get in trouble in grade school every single spring, every single time. It was like, I got excited and then I'd, you know, do something to get myself the tension or something. I'm a huge fan of these months. So outdoor audio, it's so much fun, man. Like I'd love our AM1s and our Marine series speakers because they just allow you to bring the party outside. Big fan. You?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Actually, I've always been told that I think it's the Northwest, so like Seattle area, has some of the biggest and most luxurious like outdoor living spaces that you can install. Wow. And I always thought that was super odd because they only get like 2 months to actually enjoy it. Well, after talking to somebody in the Seattle area, they're like, yeah, we only get 2 months of outside. You don't think we want to maximize every second we have outside?
Yeah. Doesn't it rain every 2 hours there too, though? Like, I guess that's more in the spring season. I guess the summer is probably pretty nice.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. I'm watching a lot of people starting to get their outsides situated, opening pools, getting their landscaping done. And it is, you know, every single person wants to listen to music, and the way they go about listening to music, I mean, I'm seeing as far as people walking out with Bluetooth speakers, running extension cords to plug in a speaker. I'm seeing opening windows and doors and just blasting music out of their house. You know, it's.
Well, if you get a green extension cord, then it just looks like it's part of the grass, Pete.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm used to the orange extension cords. My apology.
No, yeah, exactly. A big orange python running through your yard. No, I get it. And God knows that I'm guilty of doing that in my past. But eventually you have to, you know, if it all depends on what your expectations are. I mean, if you've got a really nice landscaped yard, it doesn't make sense to run a cord across it. Or bigger issue for me is, you know, how do you control the volume? Eventually, I might want to go to a different part of my yard. What am I going to do? Blast the Bluetooth speaker that's sitting on my patio when I go, you know, back to the other side of the yard to, you know, to do whatever, to garden or to get my beanbag from, you know, playing cornhole. Like, it doesn't make any sense to a nice, evenly distributed audio system is so key outside. The tough part is finding one that really, really sounds good, which is, you know, that's what we do.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. So our AM1, right? It's a two-way weatherproof indoor or outdoor speaker with a base radiator. So it got one inch aluminum dome tweeter, a 5-inch glass fiber cone base mid-range driver, roughly powers about 100 watts. Comes in white and black. So why do they call it an architecture monitor, right? Why don't they just call it an outdoor speaker? Why don't they just call it a weatherproof speaker? What's the deal with that?
You can use it inside. I've used it inside for a variety of applications. I know one guy who used it as his surrounds for 803s, and he worked in this industry, so he was in no way a slouch when it came to the sonics of the thing. Like, he'd love that as a surround series speaker.
How does that sound?
It's awesome. The other one that I helped install. This is years ago now, man, because this is the old DB1 was with this. This dude had an A-frame house, and he had this big game room. It was right on a lake, so like the big, think about big A-frame window. Like, the entire wall was windows overlooking this lake. It was absolutely gorgeous. But he had these beams running across from like probably like 12 feet up in the air from wall to wall. This room is huge. So we put two on each beam on each side of each beam. And there ended up being eight of these things. So two of them were aimed down to one side of the room, two of them down to the other, and then four were aimed down towards the middle. And we ran that off of a distribution amplifier. They could accommodate eight, essentially a four-zone distribution amplifier. And with the pre-outs of the distribution amplifier, we connected a DB1. It was one of the most badass systems I've ever had the chance to play around with them. We got them in black, so it was this real dark wood. So they basically disappeared into that beam, and you got even coverage of fantastic sound in an indoor space where he had like a pool table, and you know, it was killer. It was an awesome little setup. So you can use them inside all day. Anytime you need a surface mount speaker where you can't put an in-wall speaker, AM1 is just a money speaker. And they're $350 a pop. So for $700, you can get a pair of these things and put them either inside or outside, and you get great sound. I freaking love the AM1s. They're so much fun.
Yeah, and you know, you brought up a good point. So I'm looking into it a little more. Using them as rears as opposed to like an M1, sometimes the M1s just get lost depending on what you have as your fronts. You know, if you have a pair of 803s or 804s or even 702s as your fronts, and you put M1s as your rears, sometimes they just get a little lost. So the AM1's going to give you a little more oomph for only about $100 each more.
Yeah, that's not a whole lot at all. It's an extra $200 for a pair of them. So if you're doing a 5-channel system, use the AM1s as your surrounds, provided they're not too big and it's the right size of space, and you can't do an in-wall and you can't do it like a 705, and provided like that, if that's the application you're looking for, they're money.
And they don't look exactly like your traditional outdoor speaker. They're not a rock, right? They're not a, it's a more elegant look. It doesn't have that, you know, this belongs outside look. No, so that, I think that's also a huge deal.
It's definitely a speaker, which is why it sounds good. You know, it's rocks are cool, but they're designed to blend in. These are designed to rock out. You know, this is not a garden series speaker. This is the real deal.
Yeah. And, you know, realistically, like if you're outside and you're partying and you have music on, you don't care where it's coming from. You don't need it to blend into your outdoor surroundings. You want to have that oomph. You want to be able to party. You want to entertain.
Yeah. And it does blend in, because if you mount them up like up on the wall of your house, on the external surface of your house, like up underneath an eave, you mentioned that passive bass radiator. It just rips. If you just get it mounted right up underneath that eave, you get tons of bottom end output. So then, you know, you resist the need for a subwoofer. It's going to cause issues regardless. That's one of those things that people, when they think about like outdoor subs, like it's hard to get rid of the like hot zones, the peaks and valleys, the spikes and the nulls in a room that has four walls and a ceiling. Now you're going to try to get rid of those and you have nothing. You have the outside. Like you're going to run into a ton of dead spots all throughout your yard. And the only way to get around that is to bury a bunch of subs all over your route. And now it just looks like you have a mushroom infestation. Like it doesn't make any sense. If you just get a full range speaker and place it appropriately, you can get great sonics and great coverage throughout your yard. And actually that reminds me, have I ever sent you, a picture of that spike that I've used on a couple jobs?
No.
All right.
You have not.
So you can find it on, I think like on like an Amazon or I think it's online. You can get them at like any electrician's depot. It's like a garden post, but it's designed to be used for, so you could attach like outdoor outlets to it. So like think about those little posts that you see with a little power outlet extension that like pops up in the middle of yards. Basically get rid of the outlet. It doesn't come with one. So you just have like this blank metal post. The wire for the speaker threads up through the hollow middle of it. And then you mount the speaker to that metal post and then you stick it down into the ground. So
that'd be a really nice way to get speakers in like into a deep backyard rather than just mounting them on the wall or on the surface of the house and trying to blast it through a big backyard. You can actually like make it look really nice going around, especially if you don't have any fences or anything to mount these speakers to, because they do require to be mounted, correct?
Just mount them right to that post. The little swing arm is nice when you're mounted to the wall. But dude, I'm doing this, don't tell my wife, I'm doing that this summer. I'm just gonna get four of them, bury them in the hedges around the edge of my yard, and aim them in towards you know, the backyard area. And I'll probably do two more up along the house, power it with a typical distribution amplifier, hook up a Formation Audio to it, because that's what I use for my wireless distribution in my place. And I'm rocking and rolling outside. I'll probably do two zones of it. It's so, so easy to install. And the great thing about it is, because when you look at the physics of reproducing sound that way, you mentioned it's got a big mid-bass driver. So now I'm putting it in the bushes down, like really close to the ground. So those bass frequencies, they're going to couple to the ground, and I'm going to get super killer low frequency performance throughout my entire yard without subs. I mean, it's just money.
Well, I have to say, I'm glad I live about 2,000 miles away from you, because you have me keeping a lot of secrets from your wife.
Yeah, she's that. I don't know if she's keen on it yet, but it'll probably come up to the typical, oh, Seth is being a psychopath again. But yeah, it's money, dude. I would love to do like the discrete stuff that we were talking about earlier, the Marine 6 and the Marine 8, but it's just, I don't have the application for it.
So let's move on to those. Let's talk about those. Interesting story. I live in Florida, or I lived in Florida for a while, and a lot of people coming to me with these Marine 6s and Marine 8s because they want to put them on their boat. Because what do you do in Tampa? You go on a boat, and you post up, you listen to music, you have a few cocktails, and you go swimming in the bay.
There you go.
Sometimes you go fishing, but you don't really want to scare off the fish. But it's mostly about hanging out. It's about being out. It's really hot in Florida, so you want to be out in the water, and you want to enjoy it, right? Are the Marine 6s and Marine 8s only for boat applications? Like, I've seen people putting these in their backyards and things. Like, what is this application for this?
No, it's an all-weather speaker. It's a repurposed 300 series speaker. So it's a, you know, it's a soft dome tweeter and a polypropylene mid-bass driver. So we designed them because we came up with these because a yacht company asked us what we had for them, and we didn't have anything. So we made something for them. And it's a, what it is, it's a sealed box. The posts are terminated in an all weather posts. So it's a completely sealed system. You can actually spray these things with a hose, with a pressure washer actually. And they will, they won't rust. It's a completely different type of snap on grill. It's not a magnetic grill. These things are designed for all weather applications, and they were designed on the southern coast of England, which is of course known for its fantastic weather. So, you know, these things, you can beat them and they just keep ticking. It's a cool, it's a 6-inch driver for 350 and an 8-inch driver for 500. And, they're designed to be outside. So, they're not just for boats though. You can put them, I've seen people put them in boat houses. I've seen people put them in like outdoor gazebos. A lot of people will just mount them underneath the eave, outside. I've seen people put them in like an overhang where they'll cut out individual boxes for them, in like a patio area. It's a killer speaker.
Do you have to have them directly, like covered, or can they be out in the open? Can they get direct weather on them?
Yeah, they're fine. They're designed to be on boats. So yeah, it's not a problem. Yeah. You can spray these things with a pressure hose. They're fine to wash off salt if you're on a beachfront location. Not everyone has the beachfront property where I'm at. Like, a lot of people go really far inland, but they'll have these big, beautiful outdoor coverage areas out by their pools, and they want to put music out there. And it's really easy to just mount these things up into the ceiling of those areas, and they look great.
Huh. You know, funny, actually interesting story, most like my Seattle tidbit. I have a lot of family in Louisville, Kentucky, and you know, a lot of them reach out to me about, but like, they want outdoor speakers and they want speakers specifically for boats. And I always thought it was super, super odd that like Louisville, Kentucky is asking for boat speakers. And so when I went out and visited my sister and brother, no, it's actually the Ohio River.
Makes sense.
Apparently all of Louisville, all the people there, they go and buy these big boats and they go out on the Ohio River and they buy all the rafts and they just blast them.
Yeah, dude, that's where we're from. We're both from Pennsylvania. A little tube in action, buddy.
Exactly. So, you know, they just tie their boats up because you can't really fish on the Ohio River. At least I wouldn't eat any of the fish from the Ohio River. So, you know, it's so when I go there and I see all these boats, I'm like, what are they doing? And you know, oh, they're just floating. They just tie up, you know, you get a group of people together, you tie them up, whoever has the best sounding system, blast the music, and that's how it is. So all of them are just competing with each other. They're just competing with each other with loudest and best music. So, of course, you know, my brother-in-law reaches out to me. And I hook him. I don't hook him up with anything because he's a brother-in-law. He's not my brother.
He's paying.
But he gets 4 a.m. He got 4 AM1s and 4 Marine 8s. So 4 of the AM1s point outwards on the boat, and then the 4 Marine 8s are actually up on the top
deck. That's dope.
Yeah, and you know, it was super interesting because we walked out there, and you know, his buddies that he goes boating with that have their own boats, they have like, you know, just the big horn tweeters and like just the loud speakers. Yeah. And then he plays this, they get just as loud, but the detail in them was just absolutely incredible, where all of them are now calling me, having me fit their boats with Bowers and Wilkins speakers. So I'm super excited. Unfortunately, it's in Kentucky, so it's not really going to affect my market, but you know, I always push them onto the proper
whatever
sites.
Nick gets a freebie. There you go.
Exactly. You know, everyone's helping everyone, right? Everybody, yeah.
Dude, it's a that's a tunnel. I haven't even thought about that application. I got to call some guys because that's really smart. There's nothing better than a pontoon boat and a couple cases of beer strapped to an inner tube on a day like we're gonna start getting up here. That's a really smart idea.
Yeah, and you know what? Nobody is leaving their house. Well, some people are leaving their house, but most people aren't leaving their house. So it's starting to get nice out. They're probably going stir crazy, ready to get this outdoor stuff.
Yeah,
going.
Dude.
They're ready to get out.
That's a perfect way to social distance. Go out in the middle of the lake. Stay the hell away from me while I drink my beer and blast my music as loud as I want. That is awesome.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are looking for, you know, some type of outdoor system. You know, it's, and not even that, you can even tie this into an outdoor theater. A lot of people are starting to do the outdoor theaters. I just started watching this this show on Netflix that, you know, some of the major scenes are taken outdoors of this. One of the characters has an outdoor living room, and it's, you know, a couch, a TV that drops down, a fireplace. And then they just have like, you don't really see any speakers, and you can tell that they're just using their TV speakers. And it's a TV show, so you never really hear the audio and you don't really care, but you can tell that like, man, like if you were going to build this beautiful outdoor space and then fill it with just TV speakers, yeah, come on. What do you think?
One of the guys up in North Jersey, I think, showed me one of the systems. He did an outdoor TV and then a couple of AM1s underneath the eave up there. So the guy would go out there and watch Yankees games in the middle of the day. It sounds like we might get baseball back soon. So if you can get, you know, some outdoor audio for maybe some of these games with no fans, that would actually be kind of, there's something about, you know, that sound of like crack of the bat, you know,
that summer, dude, right there. The sound 100%. Of summer is the crack of a bat, crack of the bat, roar of the crowd,
hot dogs. Hell yeah, dude. It can get me excited. I'm in my like basement office area right now, and I'm spending the rest of my day outside listening to music. That is a great idea.
Yeah, I think that's the
don't
the
tell our boss
right now. Well, hey, whether we're working inside or outside, we're still working.
Perfect, dude. That's money, dude. Yeah. Marine 6, Marine 8, and AM1. It's like you have everything you need as far as to build an outdoor area or a boat or anything. These are money speakers that don't require a crap load of power. Like you mentioned, AM1s with 100 watts. That's what I'm going to hook up. And they scream with 100 watts. So if you just want more moderate listening volumes, you can get away with like 50.
Yeah. And the Marine 6 and Marine 8s, they range between 20 and 80 watts. So again, you don't need a lot of power to power these. And they sound absolutely incredible. Well, Seth, I am done being inside talking to you. We have gotten myself ready to go outside. I'm sure you're ready to go outside and start working your landscaping. I'm opening up a pool right now for a friend of mine, and I'm going to go outside and listen.
Absolutely. Shirts are coming off. What's up, neighbors?
Thank you all again for listening to the Bowers and Wilkins podcast. Hope you have a great day. Stay safe. Get outside. Get some sun. Listen to some music.